I don't really, really believe a person backslides, just snap your finger, they backslide. I don't believe that.
Come on, try.
You've had a true experience with God, been born again and saved and everything. You get weak, and if you don't really pray and stay where the saints are,
your eyes set towards God.
You begin to get weak inside.
Yes.
There's a lot of souls, listen to me, a lot of Christians sat service after service in the house of worship, in the house of God, and they were so weak on the inside. They had actually backslid to a degree inside before they ever left the doors and didn't come back.
Amen.
This in here, don't let this die.
Amen.
Keep it strong. Praise
God. Glory be to God.
Brother Jason Keller had a huge ranch in Africa for years and tended sheep, all the man done. He was a scientist. He went through college. He studied nature. He moved to the Rocky Mountains in Canada, over in the U.S. before he passed away, and had sheep there, and he raised flocks and took care of the sheep there. He said, I've even had sometimes my largest and my strongest, listen, and my healthiest sheep to become calves. Yeah. I don't know about you, but us preachers fight the same devil.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That the lay members do.
Yeah, man. You're right, bro.
We face battles just like you. I'm not exempt. My pastor's not exempt.
No.
We fight these battles.
Same battles.
Yeah.
And we can so easily just lay over and lose the fight.
Amen.
Listen to me now.
That's right.
He said, I've had the healthiest and the greatest and the strongest of my sheep to become cast. Oh, God.
Similar.
This would happen when they became heavy with fleece and they would lie down comfortably in a little hollow or a depression in the ground. They would lay down in that little hollow in the ground. The sheep would roll over on its side to stretch and to relax. And the center of gravity in its body would shift. And then it would roll over farther where its feet no longer could touch the ground. Gravity pulls. Did you know that in the natural?
Man.
Did you know this old world will pull you?
That's right.
If you let it, and it'll just drag you down.
Yes, it will.
How many, Brother Jason, is tired of the battle and tired of the fight?
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right, bro.
Discontent. And they roll over and they lose that inward thrust and press. And they become cast down.
Thank you, Lord.
David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, David. Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Come on now.
Glory, glory.
Keller said, as the sheep struggled, gases would build up in its stomach and in its bowels and would cut off the blood circulation to the extremities in its legs. If the weather was hot, the sheep would die in just a few hours because the gases would build up in it and it would not have all, it would lose all of its feeling there.
Yes, Lord.
The blood circulation would be cut off.
Yes.
Stay with me.
Touch him, Lord.
When Keller was an old man, he said, I've got touching memories of repeatedly, over and over, saving and restoring my sheep that got in trouble.
Blessed
and I went
God.
To the rescue Hallelujah. And got them back on their feet.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
The sweetest memories I've ever had.
Glory, glory, glory.
He said, when I looked out there, and he said, I saw a cast sheep. It belonged to me. And I went running to it as hard as I could go. And lifted it and got it back on its feet. That's my shepherd this morning.
Hallelujah.
I said, that's my shepherd this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
I would look across the sky, over the fields and over the hillside, and if I saw buzzards circling, a buzzard is an unclean bird, believe me.
Unclean.
Very unclean. And that's a type of the devil. Listen. When I saw buzzards circling, I knew I had a cached sheep out there somewhere in the field or on that hillside. And the buzzards was waiting on it to die. I would take off. And I would leave everything I had behind and grab my gun and I would search until I found that cast sheep.
Yes.
Sometimes I would search. Listen, Keller said I would search for hours, hours, for one single sheep that strayed. And when I found it, I would roll it from its back and roll it back over on its side. This would relieve the pressure of the gases that had cut off its blood circulation in its legs. I would straddle that sheep, slide my arms under it, and I would gently lift it back on its feet. I've had them, when I got them back on their feet, I would turn them loose, but they would wobble, and they'd fall back down. He said, I did this repeatedly. I'd get it back on its feet, where it had laid so long. It had laid so long. It even gave up. Even the sheep gave up. I can't walk.
Speed of God.
I used to.
Come on.
I used to graze heavily with the others and follow my shepherd. But now I got way out here on my own. I guess I'm too far gone.
That's him, Lord.
No, you ain't.
That's right, brother.
Oh, my God. Amen. Oh, my God, I feel him.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Lord. Bless I turn it loose after I got it on its feet. He said, they couldn't walk. I had to hold them up because they had no feelings in their legs. Their legs were completely numb. They couldn't feel their legs where they had been there for so long. Oh, God. Oh, God, don't let us get like that.
That's right. Amen.
My Jesus.
Praise.
Jason, feel something special right here.
Come on, Bertrand. Bless him, Lord.
Doing good.
God bless my brother.
Please.
Oh, Jesus.
Please, in this hour, stay on your feet spiritually.
Stay on your feet.
Stay on your feet spiritually. Don't let anything drag you down. Nothing drag you down. Come on, come on. There's a lot of doubts. There's a lot of fears. There's a lot of afflictions. Come on. Maintain the fight. Maintain the fight. Don't let anything get you down. Come on. Some people just feel like it'd be easier if I just surrendered. If I just surrendered to this trial. Just give in. Just give in. No, no, no. Keller said it. I'd run with that 303 rifle of mine. He said, in case there were panthers, that's what they had, mountain lions, wolves, and coyotes. He said, I'd hit that hillside. He said, I'd go around the rocks, and I'd go around the vines and all the bushes and stuff, and I'd be calling for the sheep, calling for the sheep. I'd be looking for it. I got to find it before it's too late. That's what my shepherd does this morning.
Praise
I got to get to you before you're too late. It's too late. I've got to rescue you. I'm coming to you to rescue you, to get you back on your feet. I don't want you giving up. I don't want you giving up and succumbing to death. You don't have to die. You don't have to die on the inside. Old Keller said, I'd go and I'd find that sheep. I'd lay the rifle down. He said, I'd straddle that sheep. I'd slip my arms under the body of that sheep. And I would heave it and pull it back up on its feet.
Praise be unto God. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Jesus.
No. It hadn't walked in hours.
God touch him, Lord.
It hadn't been with the other flock for hours. It had been away from the safety of the fold for hours. God, it was out in the middle of nowhere. It was on dangerous ground. Keller said, I had to get it. I had to get it restored and get it back in the fold. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder David, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. All of my needs, my shepherd will supply. Listen, the 23rd chapter of Psalms is the sheep talking about the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Praise Him, church. He is a reviver and a restorer and a renewer and a lifter upper. Hallelujah to God. He came looking for me. How many's ever had the Lord come out and look under you? You've been downcast and the Lord came out looking for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Glory to God.
Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed be God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He said, this is a true shepherd, a natural one. He said, I would talk gently to that sheep.
Cool.
I'd call it by its name and talk to it.
Praise be unto God.
Because it's already scared. It had already failed. It had already fallen down.
Right.
I would speak gently to that sheep.
Man. Bless him, Lord.
And I would speak to it while I rubbed its legs to restore its circulation.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I would talk kind to it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He said this would sometimes take quite a while, Brother George, for its feelings to come back in its legs.
That's right.
I would massage it. I would talk to it. I'd let it go and it walk. Almost there. Almost there. Come on, there's a lot of people almost there.
That's right.
God ain't done with you. I feel the Lord is
here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God ain't done with you.
God.
You may wobble.
Blessed be the name.
You may fall back down. I feel Him. God ain't done with you.
Thank you.
Shepherd, don't give up on you.
Don't give up.
The shepherd's got great love for you. He's going to get you back on your feet. Come on. He'll leave the 90 and the 9 that's healthy in that fold, and He'll be one on one with you until He gets you restored.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God, I'm glad He never gave up on me, Brother Scotty. I'm glad Jesus, the shepherd, came out looking for me. I wobbled. I fell back down. But He lifted me again. Rejoice not against me, old mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Oh, yes, forevermore. Praise
Thank you, mighty God.
He said, I'd go over to it and I'd rub its legs again and talk gently to ease its fear. It's all right. It's all right. I'm right here, little sheep. I'm here. I'm here for you. Fear not. Fear not. I'm right here. There's hope for you. There's hope for you, sheep. Philip Keller said, each time I would softly say to the sheep, because they were so timid, he said, this is in the book, he said, when are you going to learn? He just talked to him. He said, when are you going to learn to stand on your own feet and not give up? And not give up.
Thank you, Lord.
When are you going to learn?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Lord, to stay on your feet and keep going.
In the name of the Lord.
He said after a while spending a considerable amount of time with that sheep, he said, I let it go. And he said all the feeling came back, and he said it was the most happy moment I've ever had in my life. He said I watched it trot back over with the others.
Amen.
They joined, said that little sheep joined the others. And it was so beautiful of a sight when it joined the others of the flock and it put its little head down and began to graze with the others. Can you praise Him?
Lord,
have mercy. God's in the business to restore, to keep us on our feet. And if we should fall, He lifts us back up on our feet. Little by little. I'm speaking to somebody this morning.
Have your way, Lord.
Little by little, you gain ground.
By little.
Blessed.
Somebody like some people would say, because I can't, God won't just, He won't restore me suddenly. And I'm all the way up on the top of the mountain and everything is back like it was. There's no hope for me. Now wait just a minute.
That's right.
Little by little, as you go, God increases your strength.
Amen.
God gives you what you need day by day, and it won't be long. You'll be back where you were. Don't give up. Come on. Don't give up on yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory.
He said, little by little, the sheep would regain its equilibrium and would start to walk steadily and surely. Keller said, I'd watch it dash back across the field and rejoin the others happy. I could tell the fear and the frustration of that sheep was gone. You could see it in its disposition. It wasn't afraid now. The fear was gone. The fear was gone. I'm back. I'm restored. I feel better.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm happy again. Oh, David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is for the help of His countenance.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Our good shepherd. Isn't this like our God and our good shepherd Jesus? He sees you and He knows all about you. He knows it when you're cast down and separated from the fold. He sees you in your trial.
That's right. Amen.
He knows when you're down. Yes, He
Amen.
Does. He knows your feelings when you have sunk so low inside. He will come to your rescue.
Thank you, Lord.
If you'll call.
Yes.
He hears your heart's cry loud and clear. How many cast souls of men, Brother Jason, and women do we have out there that are giving up?
Right.
They lost hope, but the Good Shepherd is a heartbeat away
praise
with arms
God,
open wide saying, I still love you. There's still hope for me.
Thank you, Lord.
There's hope for me.
Blessed be God. Amen, brother.
I might have felt like I've drifted away from God for a thousand miles distance away from Him. I feel like I'm a million miles away from Him. But the Lord sees me. The Lord knows me. The Lord cares. He's just a heartbeat away. He's just saying, I love you. You don't have to stay down. I will come to your rescue. And I will restore you. I'll bring back that good feeling that you had before. Praise Him, church. Hallelujah to God. I want the good feeling. I want the joy of the Lord returning to my soul.
Glory, glory.
Give us that.
Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah.
It was Eliphaz talking to Job in the midst of his trial when he lost his 7 sons, 3 daughters, all of his cattle, his livestock, his camels, and his sheep. 7,000 sheep, it's hard to imagine. Lost it all. Come in. The robbers stole him blind. The fire came down and destroyed. Here he sits in a pile of ashes, scraping himself, sore boils all over his body. They're itching and they're burning. Some historians said little worms would get inside of those sores. They bleed as you scrape yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Eliphaz looked down at Job right in the pile of that ashes. Job 22:29, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is a lifting up.
There is a lifting up.
When mankind, when a soul is cast down, there is a lifting up, Job.
Holy Lord.
Holy Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
And he, God, shall save the humble person. Anybody cast down this morning?
Have your way, my.
In your trial? Anybody got questions?
Bless him, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Anybody? Are you troubled?
Pray.
Are you weighed down?
Pray.
And your problem has got you down? Are you there?
Yes, it be.
Do you feel like you can't go on?
Come on.
Touch him, Lord.
And the enemy tells you you can't get back up?
Mm-hmm.
You can't make it? Are you there?
Praise God. Praise God.
Is your mind weighed down? Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Utterly means completely destroyed. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Come on, church. Can we make it this morning?
Amen.
With the Lord's big long arms and mighty hand that holds us steadfast and secure. Glory.
Lord, I'm
Psalms 147:6 as I close. The Lord lifteth up the meek. Hallelujah to God. Psalms 3:2. Many there be that say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art my shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. When the world says you're a loser, hallelujah, you can't serve God. The Lord is a lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. They want to come to the piano this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I want to end it here. Now listen close.
Glory, glory.
Go back to the 42nd Psalm and our key chapter. Look at verse 5 again. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? David is talking to himself here. Hope thou in God. Come on, you're down to one string. Play it.
Play it.
Play it. Strum it. Hit it. And get a tune for praise for God. For I shall yet praise him. Notice the words. Notice the words. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord.
I may be down right now, but don't give up on me. It ain't over.
That's right. That's
tell the
right,
devil. God. Come on. Some of us need to tell the devil and all of our enemies with those lies. I may be low in my spirit right now and cast so far down that it looks like I'll never rise again. But my Lord is coming to my rescue. Well, glory to God. I said, my Lord, I gave up on me. His countenance will smile on me again. I shall arise. I'm getting back up. Hallelujah to the Lord. All I need, Brother Jason, is his favor and his face when it shines up on me. It'll give me that assurance that everything is all right. Praise be to the Lord. Smile on me, Jesus. A smile on me, good shepherd of my soul. Praise the Lord. It's going to be all right. I said it's going to be all right. This trial will soon be over. I'm coming through the dark night of the valley of the shadow of death. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
My enemies are telling me, they're reproaching me. Says, where is your God? Notice how David, listen real close, real close. Notice how David ends this psalm. He said again, listen to the words. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Who is the help, the healer, the help of my countenance? I'm going to praise Him for His smile. Amen. And He's going to heal my countenance with glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I will praise Him for the help of my countenance, His help. The Hebrew language reads it this way, Brother Anthony. I will praise Him who is the salvation of my face. Children, our face tells a story. It's a reflection of what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your heart. We can be so troubled, would you stand with me? We can be so troubled inside that it shows in our face. Our problems, our worries, our fears bleed through our eyes and it takes away our smile. But Jesus said, I am the healer of broken hearts. I am the good shepherd that comes to the rescue. Be of good cheer. I am your comfort. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I know right where you are. You're not alone. I am your friend. That stick of closer than a brother. I'm with you. Hallelujah. And I will heal your face. I will put a smile back on your face. Hallelujah. Let's find a place to pray this morning. Hallelujah. He's the healer of broken hearts. He's the healer of sad faces. Glory to God forever.
Wonder of how long life's way to see. Goodness, if I would suffer defeat, as blackness of night falls on the light, the heart's sight will be.
Hallelujah.
My desperate cry rang out with pride. All I could see was no hope inside. My faith all but gone. All that's before me, they look before me. He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Rescue my soul and calm all my fears. Now safe from all harm, since I met the One that looking for me. He came looking for me.
He knows where you are. He knows right where you are. He knows if you're cast down in your soul. He knows if you're down to the last scream of hope. He's a lifter upper. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we
looking for me. He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
Well, he made a way. There was no way that I could say. Bless you, my soul, and all my fears. Now I'm safe from all since I met the one who came looking for me. Oh, Satan had already picked out my brain. Land had driven forward, but no more. I drifted so long, he came looking for Jesus.
He came looking for me.
And he came looking for me.
The devil is the longer he's for me.
Well, he made a way. There was no way that I could see.
Come on, buddy. Everybody come.
And I drifted far. Jesus was near. Bless you, my soul. Now safe from all harm, since I met the one who came looking for me. Oh, he came looking for me.
He came
looking for me.
Yes,
he came looking for me.
He's a looker. He's a searcher.
Well, he made a way.
He got that little sheep bleat. Lean out for help. I need the shepherd, glory to God. Come to my rescue.
Before Jesus was near to rescue my soul and all my fears. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. Jesus was near.